Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
47 degrees if you average the temperatures throughout the area. It's going up to about 60-something today, and then it really does get cold. It warms up, then it gets really cold next week. Eugene Green joins us now, New Orleans City Council member, to talk about homelessness in the area. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Good morning to you and to your listeners. It's a great opportunity to talk to you.
Thanks for taking the time. Let's talk about homelessness in New Orleans. What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
Well, I see, because I attend many of the homeless encampment cleanups and also closures, such as the one that took place recently under the Carrollton interchange. And what I see is a system that is a situation that's going to be always very difficult for the city to overcome. My observations are that many, many, many of the people that you see on the streets and who are homeless in New Orleans have come from other locations. It's easy, because, of course, they're free to do so. But what we see is people choosing to come to New Orleans because we have significant services, whether it be availability of food banks, whether it be covered shelters such as the Carrollton overpass, the Claiborne Avenue overpass, the Chapultepec overpass, the other areas near the Superdome where there were encampments. It's easy to stay there. And because we have services and we have so many generous people who sometimes are very motivated by the right thing, but are kind of misguided as to the long-term effect of their generosity. We have a lot of situations in New Orleans where we have a lot of people who come from other places. And I want our residents and also those who are not residents but see what's going on in New Orleans to know that when you see someone who is homeless living on the streets, it's not because New Orleans has chosen to be incompetent. It's not because we're ignoring it. It's because it's an overwhelming situation, and many of those people have been put into apartments. We've relocated over 1,400 people in the last year plus. At the end of the day, they're in apartments, but it's very costly to do so. And I think that you'll see, as you saw during the Super Bowl, that even if you create a transition center and it provides services and the like, there are still going to be people who leave it and choose to live on the streets.
Is it getting worse, council member?
Well, the numbers suggest that we are doing a good job in getting more people inside, so that there are more people who are inside than in the past, especially in the last couple of years. But the reality is, without me saying it's being worse, the captain of the 8th District reported the other day, that's the French Quarter, based on what he says, that if we cleaned up the French Quarter tomorrow and there were no homeless people, he feels that within 3 months there would be a return. And I'm using his words, that we would be basically pressured again because there'd be so many numbers. It's important to recognize that we're a welcoming city. The weather is fine. You talked about the weather today compared to places in the Northeast where it's 30 degrees or 20 degrees, we always have comfortable temperatures here. We have many activities. We have people who are generous. At the end of the day, we provide so many services. We even have needle exchanges here on every Tuesday in the Central Business District. At the end of the day, there's a lot that goes on in our city that makes it such that people want to come here. But I do want to say this, Tommy, because I know that the other day that you probably heard this discussion, I'm asking the state to get involved. We have other parishes that are bringing people here to New Orleans because they don't have the services. They drop them off at the port of embarkation. They drop them off at the Ozanam Inn. They drop them off in different places because they can't do anything with them. Well, unfortunately, that becomes an unsustainable burden on the city of New Orleans. There needs to be more collaboration. There needs to be more regional cooperation. It's not that the city of New Orleans is incompetent, that we have so many people and other parishes around us don't have them. It's because we provide the services. And at the end of the day, we're going to need some help from the state.
But you can't, New Orleans can't take care of the homeless of the state or of the country, especially with the budget problems that we have, right?
Well, there are many pressures on our budget, urban budget. The activities that we have that we provide police for which we have no say-so over the leases that are going to be established. For example, the Superdome and the Convention Center are owned by the state. But when something goes wrong, it's New Orleans police responding. It's the emergency medical services responding. Sometimes just the coroner responding. Yes, there are a lot of pressures on our budget. And there are some things that really aren't fair that are placed on the city of New Orleans that involve regional issues. I'm just asking that we get involved and have a serious and pointed discussion with regards to the state as to what are we going to do about the fact that other parishes encourage those who are unhoused and those who don't have resources in other places to come to New Orleans. Yes, it is a pressure on our budget and a pressure on our taxpayers and also a pressure on some of our residents and businesses. We have a business that's considering going out of business in Gentilly at the near the corner of Press Drive and Chef because a former Walgreens, which we're trying to get leased to someone else, the Walgreens is trying to do so, has become the home to people who are defecating and the urinating in public and doing things in public that we wouldn't be doing in public except for the fact that they're there. And they see tents. There was somebody sleeping on the Walgreens at the corner of Chef and Press not so long ago, a couple of days ago, we reported it, and somebody brought a tent to them. But at the end of the day, that's not the solution.
No.
People need to also recognize that their generosity sometimes is not the best placed effort.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking about homelessness in New Orleans with Councilmember Eugene Green, 721 Traffic Now, WWL. 7:26 and a half, couple minutes left with Councilmember Eugene Green. So,
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Remember, so they built this facility on France Road, right? After the, along the Industrial Canal for the Super Bowl to get people off of the streets. Is that facility still open or not?
3 months. It was only open during the time of the Super Bowl and during a period of time before and after it. But it was an example of how difficult the issue is. $15 to $17 million was spent providing a facility that had health care, mental health services, food, climate control, and the shelter itself. And the problem is that it then went away. It was a state decision to create it on state on land that the state technically owns along the Industrial Canal. Everything along navigable waterways is owned by the state and then leased by the port, leased through the port. And it may have worked for a while because people were inside. Now, some people still left, even with the conveniences. They went down the street and were living under the overpass at France Road or living behind the gas station at Louisa and Chef. There are some people who are not prone to live inside for a variety of reasons, mental health and having access to some of the things that they want, which are drugs and not wanting to take orders. It lasted for a while, but then it was gone. But it emphasized how difficult the problem is because the problem wasn't solved. And it's important to recognize that the solving of the problem is a lot more complex than just providing a temporary shelter or just letting people live in certain situations. Tommy, I could talk to you about the issue for a half hour. I just want people to recognize that there are over 1,000 unhoused people in New Orleans. They either live in the New Orleans Mission, the Ozanam Inn, Odyssey House, or other facilities such as that, and some live on the streets. We've been working to get those who are on the streets off the streets and into apartments, but that's expensive. You have to pay rent to someone. You have to pay for the wraparound services, which is food, it's utilities, and the like. It is a burden on the city of New Orleans budget, but it is something that we are doing. But I just want people to know, including the state, that the city is going to need help with this because the population can grow at any time. We're going to see more people come in for Mardi Gras, and they simply choose to stay in New Orleans, and they're going to live on the streets of the French Quarter, or they're going to go to Crescent Park. I can tell you everywhere that they're going to go, and we're going to have to go and tell them that they can't stay. On Wednesday of next week, I'll be at an encampment cleanup where someone has created a shelter using wooden pallets, and they are using fire inside to keep warm.
See, and that's what I was getting,
a mental health issue.
I was getting ready to tell you that, ask you that, because first of all, you don't want anybody to be miserable. They're human beings, right? But by the same token, you don't have the right to create a fire hazard that can cause millions of dollars in damage to roadways.
And it's been doing that. I mean, yeah. People, unfortunately, there have been fires under I-610. There have been fires at the Carrollton Interchange. There have been fires on the Hunter Train Expressway. Yes. So I'm just trying to say that's a negative side. That the positive side is that every week in our city, many times every day, the Department of Sanitation with the police, with homeless services and strategies and the like, is cleaning up encampments and is helping people. I just want people to recognize that it's not incompetence that has people on the streets still. There's a variety of reasons for that, and we're going to ask for everyone's help in that regard.
Thank you, Councilman. Appreciate your time, as always. We'll talk to Greg Upton, rather, about the outlook for 2026 when it comes to offshore energy and more. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to our news director, one David J. Cohen. David C. Cohen? David something Cohen. 7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Average of temperatures in the area, about 50 degrees, going up to 63 today. 73 tomorrow and Saturday, then cooler on Sunday, highs of only 61, cold on Monday, highs of only 48, and maybe a chance for a freeze Sunday night, Monday morning, and then highs of 61 Tuesday. Then we get back to the mid-70s by next weekend, but for the most part, dry. Greg Upton joins us now, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. How you doing, Greg?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing great.
Before we get into the 2026 Gulf Energy Outlook, let's talk about 2025 and what happened with the lease sale and the bids and all of that stuff that happened.
Yeah, sure. So yesterday, we had our first lease sale since 2023. And so that was for offshore oil and gas leasing, and it actually occurred in New Orleans. There was a physical event. I was able to attend an event on Tuesday with a bunch of government as well as industry folks, and it was really an exciting time for the industry. There's been a lot of uncertainty around whether offshore leasing would continue. Of course, if you go back to the prior Biden administration, we had the executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad that put a halt to offshore leasing as well as offshore permitting for some time. There was the negotiation with the Inflation Reduction Act that continued that offshore leasing, but a lot of folks in the industry were kind of arguing that it was not happening at the pace that they would like. And of course, now you have the new Trump administration coming in, and it's kind of all systems go. And so that lease sale was this week, and it was successful. It was a good number. I don't remember the exact number offhand. I could go look it up for you, but it was successful. It was a strong lease sale, and there was a lot of excitement around it.
So what I'm confused with is how can there be such capital investment with such political uncertainty?
So this was actually really the core of our energy outlook this year, and kind of the core theme. And whenever we talked with our industry partners, that's really what we heard across the board. And, you know, I'll give you some examples. Of course, we just talked about the offshore leasing that occurred with the Biden administration and then now with the new Trump administration. But on the flip side, we could talk about offshore wind permitting. And so when the, you know, of course, a priority of the Biden administration was doing offshore wind. And then when the Trump administration came in January, they had the memorandum temporarily withdrawing all U.S. OCS areas from offshore wind leasing and freezing new or renewed federal approvals for wind projects pending this permitting review. And we could talk also about LNG export as another example, where, of course, you had the Biden administration paused permits for LNG export. When Russia invaded Ukraine, there was a pivot in that policy, and some of those permits were approved. And now the Trump administration's come in and is, again, fast-tracking those LNG export permits. Another example is tax credits. So we had the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed, and we had tax credits for wind and solar, and there were other tax credits as well for carbon sequestration and other things in there. But now we have the new Trump administration come in. They passed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and in that they prematurely sunset those tax credits. And you know,
what do you mean prematurely? Tell me about that, Greg. Prematurely sunset the tax credits.
So historically, when Congress would pass tax credits, let's say it was a 10-year tax credit. At the end of that 10-year period, of course, there would be a robust debate, as there should be, as of whether that should be continued. But what had happened for the first time is that Congress had passed the tax credits in the Inflation Reduction Act, and then a few years later with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, those tax credits were then sunset before the initial date that was listed in the IRA. And, you know, a lot of folks from industry told me, they're like, Greg, this is, you know, you could like wind and solar, you can like oil and gas, but if you cannot plan on the regulatory regime being persistent across administrations, this makes it really hard to plan for capital investment. And this, so
yeah, it sounds,
you know, you're right on.
It sounds to me like we had a contract. Okay, yeah, I'm going to invest this amount of money for this amount of tax credits for this amount of time. But then you unilaterally change the contract, and now I'm stuck holding whatever it is I'm holding. Is that inaccurate?
So I would soften it a little bit in that if you had built a wind or solar project, you're going to continue to receive the tax credit for the duration that you are eligible for. But let's say that you were planning projects and you had invested money in the planning of those projects based upon the timeline of the tax credits being available, mm-hmm. That would really be the instance where you could be be negatively impacted.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking to Greg Upton, 750, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, couple of minutes left with Greg Upton, director of LSU Center for Energy Institute. Tell me about natural gas and what the outlook is for that.
Yeah, so natural gas, we've had the Haynesville been booming for about a decade now, and of course it's had its little ups and downs with the prices. We had the peak about a year ago, and as your listeners might know, natural gas prices as well as oil prices right now are really, really relatively low. And so we've seen a little bit of reduction in the natural gas production in the Haynesville shale here in Louisiana. Regionally, though, natural gas production continues to increase. And a lot of that is driven by natural gas production that is associated with oil production. So some wells, whenever you produce oil, you also get natural gas with it. And so it's in a way, it's a byproduct of the oil production. And that sometimes can make it tough for a play that's just looking for natural gas to compete. But nonetheless, the Haynesville shale is still doing really well. And of course, the export of natural gas in the form of liquefied natural gas, or LNG export, as you might heard, has really facilitated this growth in natural gas production. And of course, we have a lot of excitement going on with LNG export right now with the Venture Global and the Woodside project that are both moving forward.
Talk about the data centers and the impact they're going to have.
Yeah, so that was another really fun thing to look at in the report this year. So a lot of folks are talking about energy demand increase. But what's interesting, when you look at the data, the demand for energy actually hasn't increased in the U.S. over the last decade or two. But what we have seen, or at least what we're starting to see now, is the share of energy coming from the electric grid. And so when you look at some of these projections for data center growth, it's really, really meaningful in making sure that we've got the electric grid there to support those data centers. So, of course, we're building the Meta Data Center here in Louisiana, in Richland Parish, and two combined cycle natural gas plants are being built alongside it.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate your time as always. Greg Upton, director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. We're going to take a break. We come back, talk to Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, about the DA's office and his conviction rate. Then we'll talk to Alex Hammerstone, director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, about staying safe and protecting yourself financially this holiday season. You can text us 260-1870. I'm expanding it. Your favorite SNL member and character.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.